You guys already know what fucking time it is. Another episode of Sorry If I Offend You, your favorite podcast, the one you gotta listen to every single motherfucking week, with your favorite host, Nisa. Today I got Tiff in the building with me. You heard me say, what's up, everybody? Tiff came by the crib. Y'all know, she real special. She in the crib. Real fucking special.
I feel special.
Yeah, you should feel special. I'm be having dog. That day at my house. She met Jordan. Like, listen, when you meet somebody's dog, that shit is serious.
It's serious.
Like, you know, I fuck with you. Not everybody gets to meet her unless they see her in the dog park or something. It's like, I don't bring her everywhere. Nah, for real, because she likes to lick everybody as you experience, and she likes to jump on people, and, like, she's just a lover. Yeah. So,
listen, I've been thinking
not everybody deserves
dog,
that.
So I get it. I want a dog.
You want a puppy?
I want a puppy. But it's like having a kid. I don't want a kid.
You literally got to teach. You have to teach them, like, how to use the bathroom, to how to respect you, what's allowed in that. Right, literally. No, for real. You got to show the fucking pet how to respect you. But obviously, like, gentle parenting type shit. And how to behave in the house. What to do, what not to. It's literally like raising a toddler.
Yeah, I don't got time.
But the thing is like, I feel like dogs never really get out of their toddler stage until they're grown as fuck. Then they're old as shit. And it's like, then the health problems come. Then it's sad.
Oh, it sounds like men.
Doesn't it?
Sound like a man.
Only, you know, once they get old and tired, then they're chilling. But, you know, until then, they're childish.
They're childish?
Yeah, they're childish. Mostly like.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I need hypoallergenic because I'm allergic to dogs, you know, but I've grown up with.
What are you not allergic to? Before we started the episode, you said you were allergic to dust. Now you're allergic to dogs.
Girl, I'm allergic to roaches.
My sister is too.
When they talk
How
about
do you? You know, that's good though. Look, roaches. At least you'll never have roaches in your house.
I never had roaches, not even living in New York.
Cheers.
So when they told me roaches, I said,
come on now.
Okay.
Clean home.
Not gonna die here.
That is scary though, honestly, because like. Roaches are a regular thing in Florida, even when, like, outside palmetto bugs,
yeah.
My sister was, like, she just went and got, like, an allergy test because she was having some shit with her chest. Thankfully, I'm not allergic to anything. But, like, something's going to get me one of these days. But every one of my siblings is allergic to some shit. But she was like, yo, I went and took the test, and I'm allergic to roaches. The American and German. I was like, how do you get samples? Of cockroach, like, what is it in the cockroach that they stick in your arm to see if you're allergic? Did you think about that?
No, because I honestly, everybody in my family has allergies, and I never in my life thought I was gonna have allergies. I moved to Florida,
hella allergies,
everything. My stepmother became allergic to shit she was never allergic to, so I was like, okay, let me go get, you know, make sure I'm good. I got the little allergy test, they done stuck a whole pad of stuff in my arm, and then they just looked to see what, you know, puffed up. Dogs, cats, they said roaches, dust. I said, okay, that makes sense.
Damn, that's literally everything for her. I'm like, y'all twins.
It's everything, the pollen. And I'm like, I don't really feel like it's pollen too much, but then when I start thinking about it, I'm like, maybe it's the pollen that's making me sick. But, you know, COVID happened, and
there's a lot of things
going
on.
I don't know.
No, for sure. I had an episode, like, 2 or 3 episodes back. Those of you who listen frequently, you know. We spoke about, it was with Dirtbag. And we spoke about, like, every 7 years, your body kind of shifts and it changes. So he was saying he used to be allergic to oranges, and he's not allergic to oranges anymore.
Yo,
so maybe he is a clown. I was like, what? But a lot of people commented and said, yeah, like, it's a 7-year, like, trend. So maybe in 7 years you won't be allergic anymore. I'm going to hope that.
We'll pray.
I'm going to hope and pray.
I feel like the dogs thing has been there forever, like, and I just never knew I was allergic to dogs, but.
Maybe you haven't been around enough dogs to know.
Yeah.
Not enough four-legged dogs.
Yeah. But no, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, you know. Keep it cool. But I did want to get into our topic for today, y'all. I want to make it we're having a serious adult conversation today. I was having a conversation with my man, and he was basically venting to me. And I'm like, okay, you know, about us, whatever, you know, in adult relationships, I didn't realize, you know, this is like, for me, I've been in a couple adult relationships, but I feel like they were still in my young years to where, like, okay, the club was still a factor. just being, like, childish and shit like that on my end, too. Like, expecting, to me, I feel like the expectation of thinking, like, a man is going to and will be providing everything for you and you're still going to, like, live life freely is a childish mindset. It's not realistic. It's not realistic when you want to be in a happy home type shit. Like, or for the most part, the people that are making it work, you know, in your old school, by all means, do your thing. But to me, or at least in my experience, it's not fully realistic when I want someone who's, like, fully committed. I have to give the same thing they're giving. Maybe not all that, not completely 50-50 on everything, but the effort level is there. So he's venting to me or whatever because we got into it. And, you know, I'm asking for an apology. And then he's, you know, he apologized and then he was talking to me and I'm like, you know, just a lot of the times when you deal with men or, like, you get in an argument with the man and not even the person you're dating, just in general, like, me and my brother used to get into arguments like this. They go from 0 to 1,000 when they're pissed. Real quick. Like, real fucking quick, real aggressive. Like, hold on, bitch. Because I'm a female. Do you want to fight me? Because we can fight. But it does get like that. And it's like, where is this aggression coming from? And it's coming from not being able to voice how you feel. I feel like women are so much softer than men because on a regular, you really don't, at least from what I hear from men, you don't have that experience with others that you're able to just vent all the time. And when you vent too much, you're pussy or you go the other way or some shit. Like, it's not common for men to open up. So to me, I appreciate it, you know, not too much of it, but I appreciate it someone being able to open up to me. So he's opened up to me, whatever, and saying, like, how sometimes he feels like things he says are invalidated because he's a man. Right?
Right.
And that is common.
Very common.
But my suggestion after our entire conversation was, maybe you should seek out therapy.
Let me guess. He said, I'm not fucking talking to no therapist.
No. Oh, okay. Yo, listen. He said, okay.
Okay.
Ain't shit happened yet, y'all. And we're still on that. We're still on that trend to see if he's going to. But I suggested it, and he said yes. So I was like, oh, shit, is this adult years? Or is this 2023 adult years? Because even when I was younger, I didn't witness, like, adults that I knew going to therapy. The only people who went to therapy were rich white people or people who were fucking crazy, and they had to go to That's therapy funny. Or, like, something super traumatic happened in their life, like rape, things like that, and someone goes to therapy for it, but they just, you know, can't really deal with it. Or Army vets, PTSD, shit like that, they'll choose to go to therapy. But you don't see it, like, I didn't see it very common growing up. And even in my young adult years, like, I even laughed at the idea of going to therapy. Like, bitch, I got my homegirls.
Yeah. Or you thought it was cuckoo, or you don't want to talk to nobody because you don't want people to understand. But I do think, like, in this day and age, we tend to deal with a lot more. You know, social media is a big, heavy influence on how we think, how we feel, what's right, what's wrong. And you see a lot of celebrities going to therapy or people talking about therapeutic things that they do. And so now it's okay. You don't have to be crazy to go to therapy, you know. Shit, I thought about myself. I started doing some crazy shit this past week. And I'm like, maybe I need to see a therapist, you know. But I've tried that therapy thing before, you know. Mm-hmm. And for me, my job gives me free sessions, you know, 3 free sessions. I took advantage of it. I opened up. I told this damn therapist everything that I possibly can that, like, I really can't tell people or that maybe I haven't fully been honest to tell people. And after my 6th session, after I paid a couple sessions, she disappears. Well, they fired her. Mm-hmm. So at that point, I feel like, damn, I can't trust nobody. But recently, I've been thinking, okay, all these cuckoo thoughts I've been having, I need to maybe see somebody. Maybe I need to have a different opinion, you know, because mm-hmm. I love my friends. Shout out to my friends and anyone who ever hears me vent, you know, be it you, be it a person that I've been friends with for years, whoever listens to me, you know, sometimes they want to be there for you and they want to support you. And, you know, no matter what your decision is, I'm going to support whatever you think, you know. But those are your friends. They feel like they have to do that. When you speak to somebody else who doesn't know you, they probably don't give a fuck about anything you're saying, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But whatever they say is going to come a little bit different because they're going to understand you in a different way that your friends don't understand you because they don't know you mm-hmm. or from experiences that they have with other people. So in this day and age, I feel like therapy is a little bit better and more open to not just if you're crazy, not just if you're, you know, you're going through relationship stuff with your, you know, your fiance or your husband and wife. It's very different, but definitely back then it was just like, you can't afford it, you ain't going, you know, right. Talk to your people. Now it's like your jobs are being more open. You know, obviously those corporate jobs that you have that included, or even people on social media who are like, if you need to talk, you can call me. You know, it's just, it's a lot. But I see it more common now that people are wanting to do it than it was before.
Getting out your feelings has been more accepted than any other time that at least I've been on fucking live. Like, people wanting you to get out how you feel, to be accepted, to be okay with, you know, stating your opinion. Even podcasts. Like, honestly, sometimes this podcast serves as therapy for me because I could sit and talk with you about shit that, like, anything and just get out exactly how I feel or say what I want to say without any type of remorse. I don't be on here telling y'all all my business. But, you know, I tell you a good amount, and this shit makes me feel comfortable. And even when I have other things going on in my personal life, this serves as therapy for me because I'm able to kind of have fun and just be myself and not really worry about other things going on. It's just me. It's me, the mic, and my guests, or just me and the mic and my fans. So for me, it helps. But I do think that, you know, therapy is, it's helpful to get an outside, like you said, an outsider's opinion, and not only your friends. Me, I'm a very open friend. I'm going to keep it real with you. If I feel like something's a certain way, I'm going to try to tell you. But as a friend, I'll definitely try to tell you in the nicest way possible versus in a harsh way. When I was younger, I used to tell people shit in a harsh way, and you don't get good. Like, people don't perceive what you mean by the way that you're saying it. And also, I'm not no goddamn perfect person, and I didn't get a degree in therapy. So maybe my opinion of what I think, what I'm looking at and talking to you might not be proper because I'm looking at it from my perspective. Whereas you talk to a therapist and they almost look at it from a biased opinion because they're looking at it from a mental standpoint. So they're able to pivot and give you the best advice from an outsider perspective that's not involved in your life or the other person's life. Like, okay, let's say your man cheats on you, right? But your friends only know your relationship from you, really. Your friends only know, you know, what's going on from you. Who's to say that in your home, and I'm not justifying cheating whatsoever. I feel like if you need to cheat, you need to get the fuck. But, right, like, don't waste my time. But sometimes, you know, there's fights or there's unhappiness, and because the couple is not open and talking about it, it festers and it becomes something more, and then whichever partner is the one that's stepping out may have not been like, okay, now I'm feeling like, all right, I'm completely done, or you did something, I'm doing something to you, but we don't have that complete, clear communication, and my feelings, I feel like, weren't justified or whatever, so I'm going to figure out how to get a get back. As friends, you don't know that maybe that's how that person who cheated feels, and that's their way of being like, either it's revenge or this is my way of showing them, I don't know how else to end it or how else to treat it, but this is the way that I'm just going to react because it's how I feel I need to be. It's completely selfish, but people who do selfish things don't have a clear mind.
And most of the time, too, when you're telling your friend stuff, I'm going to tell you what I want you to know. I'm not going to tell you the whole truth. And sometimes it's because I don't want you to judge me or whatever the case is. So when your friend gives you opinion, they're not really giving you an opinion on this is what's happening for real. Like, they're giving you an opinion on, based on what you told me, this is what's happening. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's a little bit different. But, you know, going back to what you were saying earlier as far as, like, using the podcast or using those types of things as well. You know, I feel like therapy serves in different ways. Mm-hmm. There's different things. You said podcast, and I'm like, great. That is a form of therapy, right? That's something that I could look into, you know, when it comes to my turn. Or not only that, it's just like people use basketball as a form of therapy. Mm-hmm. People use any type of sport, I would say, as a therapy. Or
a hobby, type of hobby.
I use shopping as therapy most of the time. I just want to buy stuff for my
house.
Like, I want to buy stuff for my house. I want to buy stuff for me. You know, that's my form of therapy sometimes. And people laugh at it and just think I want to spend money. But it truly makes me happy to make my home happy, you know. And it truly makes me happy to make me feel happy. If I could buy a pair of shoes and look good, I bought my own shoes and I look good. So I feel like
therapy, take that picture, get that gassed up, and make you feel like you that bitch again. Right. Like, you already know it. But it's
like
it's
that
nice
reassurance. And, you know, although people can say that they're confident, but sometimes that reassurance from everyone else makes you feel better. And, again, it just depends what form of therapy you're looking for. You know?
No, for sure. When I see girls post pictures, I always gas them because it's like, you're posting a picture because you want people to react. You never know if that's just because you're like, I just want to get this picture off. Or I'm not feeling cute today. I want to get this, like, get this picture so somebody tells me I'm pretty. I did that. I still do that now. Like, I'll have pictures that I think are cute, and I'm like, you know what? I know I get in my little depressive moods. I'm going to just gatekeep them, pocket it, whatever, lock it up. And then when I'm in the, like, when I need something, then I'm going to post it. Because I'm like, okay, that's going to be my, like, people still fuck with you, girl.
Right.
I'm still that bitch. All right, cool. Like, you know, it's also a little bit of gas.
Yeah, and it helps you, too, as well. Mm-hmm. I can say sometimes, like, even today, like, I feel like I barely get dressed and do my makeup and do stuff like that. But I'm in a mood right now. Yeah. And I'm in one of those moods.
You look good. The outfit's cute.
I'm in, like, in one of those moods where I just, not that, you know, people don't tell me I'm cute. Or the dude I fuck with doesn't tell me I'm beautiful. Sometimes he does, you know. But for me, it's more like I want to feel good. Like, I want to remember that you fuck up and guess what? I'm still that bitch. And I'm still going to be the same person. And are still gonna fuck with me. And it's not to get validation from other people, but it's just sometimes you need that. Maybe you're not getting enough of it and you forget who you are. You lose yourself, you know? So getting that from other people sometimes helps as well. So
look good, feel good. Right. There's power to those words. Like, if you look good, you feel good. I'm a very firm believer in, maybe I'm chilling and shit. Like, I definitely chill a lot more, but ask, like, my best friend, she literally, I remember when we were, like, a couple years ago, she's like, damn, I don't think I ever see you not dressed when you leave the house. I like to brush my hair back, do something before I get out the house to make myself just feel a little fresher, because I feel like if I look good, I feel good type shit. Like, if I'm chilling in the crib, like, for work, sometimes I have those days where I'll, like, okay, I work from home, I'm asleep in the bed for, like, you know, half the day because I don't have shit to do. Or if I have a productive morning, I'm going to the gym, making breakfast, shit like that early, I'll get up, I'll do my hair, I'll put on a cute, like, workout outfit or, like, a lounge set and start my day. And it makes me feel just so much better. It makes me want to be productive just because I look good. And nobody's seeing me. Like, I might be on Instagram and TikTok looking at stuff, but I'm not taking pictures. I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, I just want to look good for me, literally.
Have you ever heard the saying of, like, I don't know if my parents was lying to me or they were just telling me this, but if you fix, and I don't even think it was my parents. I think it was somebody else or maybe Instagram. I don't know. But if you fix your bed every day before you get out your house.
Right? Do you want to look at my bed? My bed is made.
Am I bugging? Like,
no,
if you fix
true.
Your bed, it starts your day. It starts you up, you know. And I feel like those days that I don't make my bed when I leave, I'm like, fuck, I'm going to have a bad day. And maybe it's my mindset that puts me in that I'm going to have a bad day, or maybe it, I don't know what it is.
I think it's you start your day with an accomplishment.
Yeah.
And you accomplish cleaning your room or, you know, cleaning up your bed. For me, first thing I do is I make my bed. Then I make sure, like, I try to go to sleep without dishes, but if I got one or two, I make sure in the morning I wash the dishes, wipe everything down, maybe light a candle, something to where I feel like, okay, the house is awake.
Yeah.
Like, it's something about it, and I think that saying is developed off of, like, the first accomplishment of the day, start your day progressively.
And that's a form of therapy, cleaning, right? To me, I'm not going to lie to y'all, I love to wash clothes.
Folding? Yo!
I hate folding clothes, but don't get me wrong, like, if I go to the dude I fuck with, if I go to his house, I'm cleaning, I'm folding.
You feel like you got to do everything, like, okay, right? Let me show my wife.
Fuck and it. Then in my house, I'm like, well, there's the clothes I gotta clean. Or my friend comes over and I was like, don't mind that mess over there. It's just clothes. And it do just be clothes because I'm gonna clean everything else. You know, like, I don't want no roaches in my house. I don't want no bugs.
You messy, not dirty.
So,
or like with the laundry. With the laundry, the first, second, and third day.
It gave me like a day. Before, I used to just like sleep with the shit on my bed. And it used to be like me and my clothes. You know? Now it's like too. Folding my clothes, you know, and doing all that stuff. But it just, that's a form of therapy for me as well sometimes. Like when I'm in my feels, I go home, I blast R&B. Like, R&B is my thing. People know, don't
what
tell
year?
Me to change.
What, like, what genre?
I'm a 90s R&B person. Yes. Don't tell me to change my music. My friends hate it when I put R&B on before we go to the club. Like, girl, we're about to start shooting shit up in the club. Like, I don't want to listen to that here as well.
R&B before, right before the club, or while you're getting ready?
While I'm getting ready.
Okay, while you're getting ready,
when
okay.
I get in my car, then you gotta play the hood ratchet to get me up, but while I'm there, I want to put some 90s music on. I want to be in my feelings, scream. I'm sure my neighbors hate me, you know, but that's what it is. I start cleaning my house and I feel like, okay, I did something, you know. And it could be simple as, let me just clean my kitchen up. Let me fold these clothes, put the clothes away. It could even just be fold the clothes, don't put it away yet. I still feel good or something about it, you know. But there's different forms of therapy, you know, and I feel like seeing people is going to be one of them. And also finding something else that's therapeutic for you is going to help as well.
There's so many ways to get therapy now. It's even online. Like, they have online chat rooms.
I was on FaceTime for mine.
Yeah. There's FaceTime. You don't even got to meet with somebody laying nobody's little bed that everybody's been on. None of that. You could literally, like you said, you could be chilling at home and just hop on therapy. But it's so I think it is beneficial for people to... I haven't experienced it, so I could be bullshitting y'all. I don't think I am. But, like, I feel people being able to get out how they feel and getting a non-biased opinion is going to be better because, like, pivoting back to what I originally said, your friends are going to tell... And what you agreed on, like, your friends are going to tell you what the fuck they want to tell you. Sometimes you have those friends that'll tell you, like, the honest truth or the truth from their perspective, and it's like, oh, shit, you're right. Like, okay.
You know when you're not accepting it, though? When
You're like, no.
You'll be like, no, that's not the case. So, but you don't take your own opinion, and it's like, nah, you just don't like what they said because what they said, you know, is true. You know?
Yeah.
My cousin, like, Shia, I love you, Shia. Shia is one of those people that she's going to tell you what it is. Now, I be telling her, like, she got her own issues, and she'll admit, I got my own shit going. But when she tell you something, you sit there and you think, and you're like, damn, is this true?
Like, aggressive, nice?
What's going on? Yeah. She'd be aggressive. Sometimes she'd be too aggressive, but when she does that start of being aggressive, it's just like, nah, I get it. I get it. And it's not just dealing with niggas, right? It's just in general, anything that she tells me, anything that she gives me feedback on, maybe how I'm doing at work or what I'm doing in my daytime, you know, on my free time, I would say, and so forth. So it's one of those types of things. You got to just be willing to take it.
Yeah, depending on who, like, who you're telling, you got to be willing to take it. And sometimes you're not ready to take people's advice from someone that you know personally when you know their business, too, if that makes sense. Because they might be telling you from a, like, hey, I'm your friend. I'm just telling you from an honest perspective. But if you're not ready to perceive what they're saying, immediately you're going to think defensively, like, bitch. What you got going on? You're not perfect, but they're not trying to come at you, or they may not be trying to come at you. They may not try to be, like, negative or anything like that, but you're perceiving it as that because you know them. For example, and this is the best type of example I could give y'all because relationships are, like, number one when you're talking to your friends, right? You're telling your friend, okay, you know, my man did X, Y, Z, blah, blah, or, like, let's say the whole 50-50 thing because people always talk about that, right? Oh, well, I had to pay this and that. My man don't want to pay. Or, like, let's say somebody's man doesn't work or something like that, right? And then you have a friend that their man pays most of the bills, but, you know, they're getting cheated on or they're getting ass whooped or something like that. And you're like, and your friend is telling you, you deserve so much better. Like, you know, you don't deserve that. You don't this, that. But you're not ready to end it with the dude. So you're like, bitch, you need to leave your man before right. You tell me to leave. I'm not leaving my man.
Right.
You leave your man first.
Right.
But really, she's telling you, like, hey, I love you so much as a friend. This is what I think. Bitch, this ain't my life. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about you.
Right.
And when you're not ready to perceive that from somebody, when you know that their history, too, it's going to fuck you up. Yeah. So it's almost, for them, sometimes... negative to talk to your friends about certain things.
And it just depends to, like, who, like...
Yeah, it definitely depends your friendships and so, shit like that, but...
Not only that, it also depends on, like, how much you guys know of each other, like you're saying, you know, but even my friend Stephanie, I'm telling you, Stephanie is, like, my open book because I know, like, I can call her...
It was just her birthday, right?
Yes!
Happy birthday! Yes. Shout out to Stephanie!
Shout out to Steph! You know, like, she is one of those friends, and I have two friends named Stephanie. One of my friends, Stephanie, she lives in California. I love her, like... She's, like, into, like, the spiritual shit, you know? And she's my, like, favorite witch, you know?
Like the crystals and shit?
Yeah, well, a little bit more like that. You know, she's into, like, a lot of, like, you know, Seance. Getting the readings and stuff like that. And, you know, she had me get a reading. And I'm telling you, like, not she had me, but she convinced me to do it, and it helped me. You know, because it told me to do certain things or take time with this and take time
with
that.
Did it work?
And... I feel like it did, you know, but that's one friend when I'm going through something, she'll hit me up, but she'll be like, I was waiting for you to call me.
That's creepy.
Wrong, you know, and that's the only friend I let do that. You know, like, that's my favorite witch. Mm. I don't care what nobody says. But my other friend, Stephanie, the one that just had her birthday, you know, I could tell Stephanie stuff. And, like, sometimes I won't tell my friends fully because I don't want them to. I've learned that if you talk bad about the person you with to some friends, that's all they're going to know and be, it's going to, they're not going to like him. They're going to be mad at him.
They're
going
to hold
time,
on to
you know?
It.
And that's not, I don't want that. I want my friends to like the person I'm with, or appreciate the person I'm with, you know. But, you know, Stephanie and the dude that I, you know, that I was currently messing with, you know, he basically, you know, had to partner with her because he's taking me on a trip for my birthday. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's the best person to speak to, you know. And she helped him with a lot of shit. He helped her get some shit, you know, so it kind of worked out both ways. And I know that she likes him, you know, no matter what I say. If I'm mad at him, she's still going to treat him, you know, better than, you know, what other people would, you know. And she doesn't judge people. Like, I could sit here and cry to her and talk to her. She literally came to my house. I kid you not. I was pissed off one day at the dude I was talking to. And she literally just came to my house to watch me cry for 30 minutes.
That's a good friend.
Literally 30 minutes just sat there and watched me cry just to hear me out. Mm-hmm. But, again, she don't judge him. You know, mm-hmm. whatever him and I have going on,
that's your business.
She don't do it. She'll be in front of him. She'll make little comments, you know, to him mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But she won't sit there and judge him, you know, for what he's done or what I've told her he's done. Because there's always two sides, you know. And I ain't telling her I'm being so crazy, so she mm-hmm. don't know what I'm doing, you know. So it's just like one of those types of things. Like, you know, those friends that can sit there and honestly say they're going to treat you good, but they're also going to treat your person good so that, you know, there's no beef
and there's no need
for
beef.
Don't get me wrong. He do something, she going to fight about me. You know, she's going to be that type of friend like, oh, fuck him, or let's be out, let's find these niggas, you know, like, mm-hmm. don't get her twisted, but at the same time, don't get her friend twisted. She's one of those, so it's good, but again, a different form of therapy. Mm-hmm. There's different friends. Like, you can have a friend who's telling you what you don't want to hear, you can have a friend who's going to just agree with you, just to agree with you, you know, and sometimes it's good to have both, you know. Sometimes all my friends will be like, yeah, you right, girl, you did this wrong, or and not even about a man, because sometimes it's about you personally, what you're doing in your life. Like, no, you need to get yourself together, or you need to stop doing this.
Yeah,
doing
when you're that, fucked you know? Up and you're doing dumb shit. Like, I've recently had to tell someone close in my life, I'm not going to, you know, get into the specifics because I don't want no beef, y'all. But I've had to tell somebody I was really close to recently, like, yo, you need to worry about what you're going to do with the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. Your family starting up. Like, we're adults. I'm 28. I'm not sure how old you are.
I'm 32.
Okay, period. So we're grown, okay? Grown girls in this bitch. Yeah. But when you get to a certain age, you realize, like, okay, when I was 20, I'm like, oh, you know, I want XYZ in 5 years. I want to be pregnant before 20, like by 26, 27 and married because, you know, I want to be a hot mom. And I think this is what life is going to be. Hell no. The closer you get to that age, you're like, okay, this is what real life is. Mm-hmm. This is what it's supposed to be, whatever. But, you know, you build up that facade because, again, you're not venting out to someone to give you guidance, right? You're just going through life. But even when you're telling, like, your friend, like, when I hear my friends telling me something, I had told you about, I don't know if we spoke on camera about this. I don't know. I already forgot. But about, like, being more gentle with my friends. When I'm giving them my opinion, I'm still going to keep it real with you. But nowadays, I'm a little more gentle because I don't want to hurt. Like, I'm not trying to hurt nobody's feelings because I know when I perceive rough advice, I never want to follow it. So now I'm like, okay, if I'm giving actual advice and this is who, like, people are leaning on me for it, then I'm going to try to give them the best advice I can, whether they like it or not. But I can still tell them something in a way that they'll understand that it's still coming from a good place. Like, it may not be, okay, let's say, like, I'm like, okay, maybe you should venture out from your partner. But instead of me being like, leave that motherfucker, da-da-da, I'd be like, look, let's evaluate. Pros, cons, which list is longer. If you walk away today, or if you walk away in a week, where's your living situation going to be? Where's your mental situation going to be? Are you going to be serious about leaving this person? Or right now, is this, you're just mad? You know, before I would be like, oh, he did that? Okay, well, end that shit. But now I think about it from a realistic standpoint. And also, you know, now I'm in a relationship, so I'm thinking about it in that sense, too. Like, how I wouldn't want someone just to be like, okay, this shit is done with. Right. If you can work on it. You feel me? Like, if you can work something out, then cool. Or even, like, things aren't going good in your career, and you may just need to pivot into another
another job, another field.
What I'm thinking, yeah. So you might want to pivot into another field, but you could pivot within your company. Right. I'm not going to tell you quit your job because, bitch, who's going to pay your bills?
Right.
You know, like, when I was younger, I'm like, okay, you can always get another job. But when you think about it, like, yes, you can always get another job, but are you going to get another job that you can get the same pay, benefits? Are you going to move up as fast?
Starting over is hard
if you're not starting over in a higher position.
Right.
So, bitch, let's work on lying on your resume then if you want to quit your job.
Right.
You know, those are that's my mindset. So I had to tell somebody I was really close with, like, she's venting to me about, like, okay, I, you know, this is going wrong, that's going wrong. You know, I haven't been able to stay in a job, and I'm tired of being broke, and I want to be rich, and I want this and that. Let's just be motherfucking realistic. A man is not going to save you, and even as a man, a woman's not going to save you. Like, right. The person you're with is not going to save you if you don't put any effort into it either.
Right.
And the person that's going to save you might be the person that breaks you, too. So keep that in mind when you're thinking like that. So I think about that now. So I was like, look, let's see if you can... Let's build your resume up. My job hiring, you want to try to work there? Like, let's be realistic. Oh, no, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Well, if you don't want to help yourself, then I can't really help you. But I was like, okay, well, maybe think about doing something like a trade, something with the trade. Get into customer service. Or do you like clothes? You can make clothes, sell clothes, resell shit. Can you resell sneakers? Can you get into actual sales? What about real estate? You can get your license. Like, it's a lot of things that people are doing. And it's hard to talk to people about what they're doing with their life when maybe, or it's hard for them to perceive it either when maybe you're still working on your life too. Like, the advice wasn't getting through, and I just got to a point where I was like, all right, whatever, but at least I was honest. At least I was like, all right, this is what you should do. This is, like, I'm not my young self anymore. This is what I think you should do. Let's think of this, like, as an adult. But if I'm still working on my life, you may look at it like, oh, okay, well, bitch, you're still working on it. So you don't know.
But I also feel like we serve to, like, give excuses as well. Like, mm-hmm. we don't sit here and realize that, you know, we're settling for whatever, like, we want to make money. Like, okay, I just rather do the easiest thing to make that money. You know, sometimes you have to take those sacrifices, you know. Mm-hmm. I made 11 years with the company I work for, but I also work in the nightlife as well. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not a stripper. Okay.
She be shaking ass, right? Though. She's not a stripper, but, right. You know.
But, you know, so it's just, like, for me, it was also, I started pivoting away from working in the club as much, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's because, you know, the dude I was talking to, he don't go out, you mm-hmm. know? So if he don't go out, why am I going out? And, you know, it's one of those types of things. It's just, like...
And that's a real life thing. Like,
I can't be sitting here doing stuff that he don't really do. And mm-hmm. mind you, he don't care if I go out. He want me to have fun with my friends. But at the same time, it was just, okay, well, if he's not going out, I shouldn't be going out. And then I get tired of it. I've been working in the nightlife for, like, 10 years, 11 years. It's been a while, you know. It's easy money, mm-hmm. but that's the case. But if a person's making excuses, you don't want to be rich. Sometimes you got to start from the bottom to make your way up, mm-hmm. you know. And we do tend to give excuses. Mm-hmm. And when, you know, it's not what we want to hear. You ain't going to become rich overnight. It's not going to happen. I mean, there's ways to do it, but it's not going to happen realistically. And one thing about me, I'm not going to depend on a man to do anything. Anytime I come in a situation, I am the prize. I come mm-hmm. on my own. I own my house. I have my own car. And I've been like this. Anyone who knows me knows I've been like this since I was like 18. Mm-hmm. I was spoiled as hell. But when I moved out, I chose to move out. My parents were like, you want to move out? Cool. Buy your own bed. Buy your own this. Buy your own
do
that.
Do all that shit by yourself.
Right. And it's just like, you know, my dad would be mad at that moment, but he'll end up giving me something later on.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I've always had two jobs. I went to college. I did this. I did that. I make my own money. I don't mm-hmm. need a man, you know. So it just depends on the woman and how she's raised. You know, I come into my situation that I have. I come into it. He got his shit. I got my shit. Cool. But at the end of the day, I'm not asking him to sit and buy me all this expensive stuff and stuff mm-hmm. like that. That's not what I'm wanting. I want more of the attention. So I don't mind spending the money if I got to spend the money. He spend the money, I spend the money, we spend it together, you know. But when you're depending solely on a man and you're trying to start a family, you got to think big. You got to think different. You got to
think big, bitch.
Have a different mindset to things. Nah, it's not always about what you've been doing since you were 18.
So those type of things that you ask advice for are towards, like, what should I do in my relationship? What should I do for my career? What should I do as far as finances? That's why people have financial advisors. Those ain't their homeboys or their managers or whatever. It's specifically someone who specializes in finance, who they depend on to discuss their finances with and for them to give them financial therapy, in a sense, to tell them, hey, this is what you should invest into. This is what you could do with your money. This is how much we're going to save this year. This is what we're going to put into this, this, and that, because you have so much coming in. It's somebody to kind of talk sense into you. So I think people should be open to therapy. It's just crazy how much people are actually now. But since people are, it is beneficial. It's like, all right, bet. Now I can ask somebody who, you know, is completely unbiased, just listening to what the fuck I'm saying, and can tell me, you know, white from black type shit. And also someone who doesn't have that, like you said, like that Instagram mindset, or, you know, oh, it needs to be this way. They just have what it is. What they're hearing, what they're experiencing from you, what they think that you should do. And honestly, I don't even know if therapists tell you what they think you should do. Maybe they just give you a space to let it out. And sometimes when you let all that shit out, you kind of go through your thought process and you already know how you feel afterwards. Mm-hmm. You just need to get those words, you need to get the word vomit out. Mm-hmm. So that way you can clear the pieces.
It's about hearing people sometimes. And it's like, it's having, just having open ears, having someone who can listen to what you're saying, having someone who can just stay quiet and hear. Mm-hmm. Because like I said, I did the whole therapy thing. I tried it. I think I tried it one time before and the lady was giving very much like... She was just here for the money, so I went one time, never went again. Mm-hmm. And then when I started doing it a little bit, when I got a little bit older, so I'm a little bit older, I did it last year. When I did it last year...
Shit, that's one more year. Right. But.
When I did it last year, I literally sat there and I really wanted help. And it's not help because I can't do it by myself. It's help because I was holding so much back from everything, from my parents, from life, from everything. I've been through a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. A lot, okay? And for me, I'm sensitive, so I take all that in, and I don't want to share it sometimes. I want to keep it to myself. So when I spoke to the therapist, it was more of her, like, just going through the process, and then what happened? And mm-hmm. What do you think caused that? And then she would give me homework, and I'm like, this bitch giving me homework? Like, now I got to sit here and think. What happened? This happened? Did this happen because of this? Is this why that? But even when I stopped talking to her, it made me realize the things that I went through when I was younger... is probably what I'm going through, what I'm going through now, you know? Mm-hmm. What I went through when I was younger is probably the reason why I'm the way I am with men, you know? Or why I'm vulnerable to men sometimes, mm-hmm. you know? It's just, I've been through a lot. So it's just like, you start to think those things, and the therapist opens your mind. But again, just depending on what form of therapy you think, you know, you come up with, I would say, it's going to start making you think. And then you're going to be like, okay, I want to go back. But it takes you, like, I want to go back. I want to go and talk to someone again. And in this generation that we're in, it's always mental health. Mm-hmm. I always see people, mental health is important. Your mental health is important. I tell my team members sometimes. They come to me and they're like really upset and they're stressed over the job. And I used to be that person. Like, mm-hmm. I love my company, but my job, what I do is stressful. Mm-hmm. You know, and I used to let it get to me. When they come to me, I'm like, y'all, your mental health is important. Don't let this job stress you out. Like,
it's a job. At the end of the day, it's a job. They're paying your bills. You're here to pay your bills.
But if you take it serious, like... Mm-hmm. I have to sometimes take my job really, really serious because I got to mm-hmm. focus on stuff. I'm doing stuff with, like, IT stuff, you know, mm-hmm. like, type of things like that. I got to pay attention to those types of things.
You work for a major company. It's not like you work for no petty-ass company.
Right. So I got to, like, be on my shit, you know? And it's just, like, when I'm on it, I'm just like, damn, I'm stressed. And people compare it. People compare, mm-hmm. like, why are you stressed? I've been running around. I've been doing this all day.
I hate that. Like, don't compare my stress with your stress because we're two different people.
Yeah, I may have been sitting down, but I was walking around the office and mm-hmm. I had to think about this and I had to think about that process, put this process together. That was tiring for my stress. Mind. My body might not be stressed, but right. my head is hurting because mm-hmm. I've been thinking about all these forms. You know, just so I always tell my team members, mental health is a big thing, right? Or when my mom tells me she's stressed, I'd be like, Mom, why are you stressed? My mom always stressed. I love my mom.
Mine too. Yeah, she called me to complain.
Something's wrong, but it's because my mom weighs what her children got going on her shoulders. Mm-hmm. Same with my stepmom. My stepmom, I love my stepmom. I love my mama, but they hold those things, you know, because they care about their kids. So whatever their kids are going through, they hold it. Whatever their partner's going through, they hold it, you know. My family's real big, you know, so mm-hmm. like, anything. Even if my mom's feeling something, my stepmom's going to feel it. They're friends. You know, they're mm-hmm. going to feel the same thing for each other. But she's always stressed. And I'm like, Mom, I hit her with the, Mom, your mental health is important. You got to stop. Why are you stressing? And then she tells me every time she's stressing.
Hit her with that new age shit. She's
and
like,
I'm like, damn, I'm stressed for her. You know, but then mm-hmm. I'd be like, Mom, you good. Like, you're older now, so you're getting to a point. We're going to be good. Don't worry about us. We're going to be fine. Worry about you. Worry about those types of things, you know. But it is a big thing. Mental health is big, and social media too. Like, it helps me following these positive pages, and then I follow these podcasts where the guys are just dogging out other guys, and I'm like, yeah, that's how I feel, that's how I feel. But it's very therapeutic for me as well at the same time to sit there and just be like, dang, I'm not the only one thinking it. This man is thinking mm-hmm. what I've been thinking too, you know? And sometimes I just post stuff. I could not be going through nothing, and I'll post something because it's how I feel or how I felt, and now I found a post that can tell me, like, follow oh, it. Shit. That was what it was, you know? Mm-hmm. So it is a big thing, and I hope people do take it seriously. And I hope people, you know, just know that stop judging people. Like, don't judge people. Live your life. Be an open book.
People are always worried about what someone else is doing. Like, all the time. I have no idea.
That stresses me out.
It's a thing. They are. Even in comparison, like, why people need, like, in my opinion, they should talk to someone whenever you feel like someone else's life is better than you. Because you really don't know. You don't know what the hell somebody else got going on. You don't know what somebody else goes through to make their life look perfect to you and everybody else.
Yeah, right.
Like, you might not want that.
I sometimes think, though, and it's crazy that my dad tells me that if you talk back to yourself, you crazy. Sometimes I gotta talk to myself. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, sometimes I have to talk to myself and be like, man, you're crying about this or upset about this, and there's people that have it worse out there, you know? And sometimes I have to change my mindset like that, because if I have that mindset of, oh, my life is so miserable, or I'm going through all these things, oh my God, I'm gonna put that stress on me, and I hold that stress, I can feel that stress. And it's just like, people are going through worse things out there. You're not the only one, or this person is making it seem like they got everything. They probably sleeping on the floor. Mm-hmm. Or this person is doing this. I know a lot of people. You see a lot of these TikTokers and stuff like that, or these kids that are out here making money. Even the downtown Orlando celebrities that are out here. I know what y'all really looking for. Half of y'all don't even own a car. Mm-hmm. Or half of y'all don't have your own space. But you worried about being out and being what people want you to be, fake jewelry, whatever.
It's a facade.
Yeah, like.
And that's therapeutic to people, too. That is sad, but hey, it's therapeutic to people too, right. for them to go out and experience, like, okay, this is a good time. I'm gonna share something real personal, y'all, but when I was in my, like, working downtown and shit, there was a phase where I was really depressed. It was right after I graduated college. I wanted to move to LA, and in my mind, like, a year before I graduated, I'm like, all right, this is my plan. I'm gonna move to LA when I graduate. I'm gonna, like, work in a club there, make my money, and I'm gonna be good. This is just me, like, okay, well, I'm gonna pursue my dreams. And originally, my dreams were to be on, like, E! News. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna do that, and I'm gonna get into, like, talk shows and shit like that in LA, and then I'm gonna work my way up to meet people and whatever. I had this whole plan. I met a guy. It's very typical, but I did meet a guy, and my mind, I still told him, like, we talked about it, I was gonna move to LA, we already had lived in different cities, but I'm like, I'm gonna move to LA, I'm gonna do XYZ, and then shit, my family went left. So when that happened, it was like, okay, I had graduated, and I was like, all right, I don't got enough money to leave, I had my dog, I had, like, things that I felt like I wasn't ready to adjust to get out there. Like, I could take my dog with me, but not right away. Like, to go to LA, realistically, you gotta get your shit right. It's very expensive to relocate from Florida to us across the country.
I wanted to live in LA too.
Girl, I feel like everybody did. But so I was like, all right, I'm not ready yet. I'm going to give it a year after I graduate. I graduated in 2017. Now this is 2018. My grandma died in 2018. Throughout the time of me being in college, and then, of course, when she passed, she lived with us in Florida. Now, she had dementia, completely mentally, like, not there. She would think she was in PR still. So, and the craziest part about it is she hadn't lived in PR for years, and we grew up in New York. So I'm like, I don't know where that comes from, but my mom dealt with it. But I helped her raise her, or not raise her, but I helped to take care of her until I left away to college. And then I still, like, when I went home and stuff like that. But when she was gone, it just was a very much, like, almost an empty feeling, especially for my mom. And then things were going a little left with her. So my whole mind, like, pivoted to that. So instead of me focusing on, like, okay, let me deal with what's in front of me or what I have going on, I was like, you know what, I need to make sure I got money. I need to make sure that all my bills are paid, I'm good, I can still vacation, I can still be with my man, like, I can do this and I can do that, because as long as I'm busy, I'll never have to face reality of what it is. So within that time, I went out a lot. Like, when I tell you out a lot, I mean 6 days a week out. I probably maybe skipped, like, a lame Monday, because, you know, shit wasn't open on Monday, like, back then. So
Taco Tuesday, Wednesday.
You feel me? Like, listen, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, definitely Sunday. Like, I was out. I was having fun. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I would go out by myself and just be like, okay, well, I know I can drink at this bar, so I'm going to go there. Or I'll start at this bar and get a drink, and then I'll go to this bar, and I know I'm going to know people, and I'm going to see people out. Or I'll start to go out by myself and hit my friends up that I'm like, them motherfuckers are always out too. So let me just call and be like, yo, are you out? Are you at this spot? Are you at this spot? cool. If they are, I'll pull up by myself and whatever. And people are like, oh, you go out by yourself? That's so cool. It's not. Most of the time, people that go out by themselves are sad. Like, at that time in my life, I was extremely sad, and nobody would have known because I was traveling so much. I was always out. I was always keeping myself busy, but I was the most distant from my family. And that didn't even seem like what it was, but I was. I'm a lot more open with my family now, telling them, like, just things going on with me and stuff. Like, I never told them about stuff I had going on, if I was dating somebody, whatever. Like, I kept that very separate. Because I felt like, you know, those two things didn't have to mix. But in reality, when you live a peaceful life, sometimes your things do merge and they do mix. But at the end of the day, I was depressed and I was miserable. But as long as I made sure my Instagram was popping, as long as I made sure I was always dressed every day, my house was clean, I was okay. But I wasn't. And I was like, all right, whatever. But now, fast forward, I'm straight. Like, I'm happy and shit. But I had to go through that by myself. And do I feel like I wish I could have opened up as far as like therapy, because I wasn't going to open up to, you know, there was different reasons why I felt the way I felt. Some of them were friendships, some of it was within my relationship I was in, some of it was within like my family stuff. There was never somebody that I could be like, you know what, I want to tell them everything that's going on. I want to tell them XYZ, this is how I feel. And I had two best friends that have always been there for me, and they were there for me at that time too. But even to them, like, this would be like, oh, shit, you were depressed. Because I didn't feel like I needed to let them know that, just because I didn't know if it was even going to be accepted. I'm not a sad person. I'm a happy person. I mean, don't try me. But, you know, Other than that, like, I'm pretty happy. You see me on and shit like that. But you never know what somebody's going through just because of the facade that they give to you. So I feel like therapy nowadays, because it's accepted so much, we're going to have a healthy generation, but we're also gonna have a lot of fucking crybabies.
Right. No, let me tell you, I'm a crybaby. I'm definitely.
Me too, low key.
When I cry because I'm so upset and I can't, like, I wanna punch the fuck out of you, but I'm not. I can't. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not a fighter. I don't, you know, I dealt with an abusive situation from a man, so for me, I ain't putting my hands on a man. I'm like, I don't do that, but sometimes I'd be wanting to, like, karate chop you when I hear you say some shit, you know,
and just hit him in the throat.
Yeah, like, what? Boom. But, you know, it's just one of those types of things. It's just, you know, when you were telling me that, you know, you had your friends, you had these people you can talk to, it's like, we never want to tell just one person. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, this is what I'm going to tell this person. This is what I'm going to tell this person. This is what I'm going to tell. And you leave a piece with everybody. And then it's just like, you're getting all these opinions, and it's just like, that's what you feel like is coming together. But really, it's not, because you're dropping off pieces. Instead, one person that's hearing everything you say. I will not forget, I came out to, not came out the closet.
Hold on now. I know it's been a lot of shit going on.
I came out the closet. I mean, like, I came out to my seminar about some, you know, some stuff that was going on with me in my past. And then, you know, that helped me open up to tell my mom some stuff as well. And my mom, you know, listened to me and everything like that. And that was just, like, that moment where I was like, okay. Shit. Yeah. This helped, you know, and my stepmom sat there and she cried with everything I told her. And, you know, she felt everything that I said. And, you know, I told her a lot of other stuff and she'll be like, this is a bad friend, or that's a bad guy for you, or that's whatever, you know, like, literally I told my stepmother something. My stepmom's the definition of Utah or something, and she ain't gonna like the person. I will not forget, my ex-boyfriend was a piece of shit, okay, piece of shit person to me, you know, like, granted, we became friends over the years because I forgave him for everything he did. Because he went through stuff as well, you know. Mm-hmm. Not that I would ever get back with him, but, like, I appreciated just him acknowledging what he's done to me, appreciating, and I seen that he's grown for where he was at, you know. But I will not forget, I brought him to her job, and she was like, why the fuck did you bring him here, right in front of him?
It's hard to vent, like, to your parent about, oh, like, shit. Especially relationships or friendships. They're going to be like, you got me fucked up, right? For
my stomach's not going to play. Let me tell you, I tell her, I want to tell you something, but I don't want you to hate the person I talk to. She was like, well, then don't tell me. You know what I'm like?
Right, because they love you so much. You
know? But, like, I open up, like, little pieces here and then, and just because I'm a lover. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely a lover. I don't
Are you Virgo?
I am a Virgo.
You're a lover?
Yes.
That's crazy.
I'm a lover. I love really hard. I don't know how to talk to multiple people sometimes. Like, I'm bad with that. Like, I can figure out how to lie to somebody, but to lie to somebody about me talking to somebody else, I really can't do that. Like, I be devoted to one person. That's how I be feeling some type of way. When a man does me dirty, I'm like, bro, if you only knew, there's niggas in my DMs trying to fly me out, trying to take me here, trying to do this, trying to do that. But I'm focused on you, solely you. But That's just how I am.
Like, I could be on bullshit, but I'm not.
Right. And not only that, is because, like, I share experiences with you. Like, I like to try different things. I'm open to doing things, you know? So it's just like, I want to do it with that one person. I don't want to be here doing it with multiple people, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's just like, one of those things. I love hard, and I'm gonna cry, and I'm gonna be a baby crying, and you're gonna think I'm being a baby crying, but it's not that. It's just that's how I express my emotions. It's just crying. I'm upset. But in the generation that we in right now, everybody crying, people video recording themselves crying and stuff like that. I'm like, well, I can't do that. I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah, anymore. That's one thing, but I don't do. I'm not getting on camera.
But I'm not gonna do that. But you know, you'll find what's your best way to do it. And if you don't think you ever thought about to therapy, hopefully this right here tells you, like, it's okay. Don't be afraid. It might be expensive. People might not be able to afford it, but you can find different means to get it, you know. And if it's worth it, the same way you could sit and buy that Gucci purse or sit and spend $100 on a steak, you can go ahead and spend that money on something that's
right. Invest in yourself.
You know,
it's all about what you find important. Either you're right. You're gonna keep festering how you feel, or you're gonna get it out in the right way. Like, either way. I know you got, listen, I know you got something for us. Yes. I'm ready for you to get into what you got for us.
Yes. Well, I'm going to tell y'all, first of all, before I start, I met her, you know, from being out and stuff like that, but we finally got to talk through mutual friends, and I'm going to tell you, what I have coming is my own podcast, and I was so scared to hit her up and ask her, hey, how do you do this? How do you do that? And when I tell you, she came to my house and she just told me everything, like literally spilled everything to me, showed me everything, told me what I should do. That was a lot for me because I don't ask people for stuff. And I sent her a whole paragraph.
I know. I was like, yo, you don't even have to do all that. I'll be, let me know when you need me to come.
Yeah, how appreciative I was of her. But having people support you like this, or even my nail tech, that's my friend as well. Mm-hmm. You know, having her help me, you know, decide what I'm doing. So I am coming out with a podcast. It's called The Naked Mind Podcast. My goal is to drop it. I told you I talked to a medium, right? So when I talked
yes,
to
yes, yes, you
little,
said me. I'm like, what's little, a medium? But you're
medium,
mean.
Excuse
the
me.
The one that read
not
your
medium,
hand or whatever?
My, what they call it, my spiritual guide. That's the thing. Oh, yeah. I said medium. Right. It's definitely not a medium. But my
I'm
spiritual
like,
guide.
Medium, I think it's ghosts and
yeah,
shit.
I was like, wait, wrong one. See, I fucked up with it. I don't know. But when I spoke to my spiritual reader, she told me not to rush the podcast, right? Mm-hmm. And then you came along and you told me, do it this way. And I'm like, you know what? Mm-hmm. Cool. My plan is to drop it by my birthday. My birthday's in September, so I got to get it going.
Yeah,
know?
Virgo season. You feel me? September, baby.
It's coming. But the Naked Mind podcast, you know, the way the name came about was from my nail tech. So I could definitely thank her. My team member drew my logo with the idea I had, and that's how my logo became my logo, you know? So I'm excited to bring this out. I'm excited to do this. I like to talk to people. I like to talk shit. I have a lot of friends that talk shit, a lot of them. So just, I'm excited to get into this. And, you know, when I got the naked mind from her, I started thinking about it. I was like, you know what? I don't judge people. You could do whatever you want. You could be the freakiest person. I'm going to support anything you want. You could be a person who just don't give a fuck about life, and I'm going to support whatever you want. I'm one of those people. So with the Naked Mind podcast, it's going to be something for people to understand. I don't judge. It could be anything. People probably think I'm going to talk about sex only. And it's okay. It's okay. We might have some
it's
freaky
a,
stuff
you know,
on there. But
it's nice to have sex here and there, you know.
But it is coming, and I'm really excited. And, you know, thank you for, you know, this is my first podcast. I'm really excited. I like to be on camera.
You feel me? Like, it was cool. I feel like you did a great job. I definitely think that your podcast is going to be therapeutic in a way to a lot of the guests you have on, to people that you're listening to. So I felt like this topic was perfect for you. Like, open up your mind, the Naked Mind podcast. We talk about anything. It's a judgment-free zone. And, you know, I know that you're building it out, but I definitely feel like my experience with you is that we'll just be talking and be like, whatever. We've known each other for a long time, but us being, like, cool on a different level has been something that's a little more new, like, in the last year or so. Yeah. So even in that time, you always made me feel comfortable. You've always made me feel like you're a good person and it's genuine. I've never experienced an ingenuine situation from you. So I feel like within your podcast, you're not going to be ingenuine. So you're going to speak your mind almost like, hey, sorry if I offend you. Fuck it. You feel me? Like, you're going to say however you feel on your podcast, or let people come in and say how they feel, or whatever they need to in a, you know, unproblematic place.
And it's more of that respecting, right? I want people to feel like they can come onto my podcast and say what they truly feel, you know, because...
Or listen and understand that it's nothing that's what it's saturated with bullshit. Right.
And at the same time, it's not like I'm not going to sit here and tell you I don't value what your opinion is. You can feel how you feel, and I'm still going to feel how I feel. We're going to say what we say, and we're going to keep it moving. But I am excited, and I do feel like this is going to help me in a way. You know, if I don't see a therapist by then, this is going to help me in a way.
Shit, to kinda, this will be the therapy, you know.
Identify how I feel, and it's going to be something I enjoy. My stepmother always used to tell me, like, I'm going to be a reporter. Mm-hmm. You're going to be a reporter. You're going to be a reporter. I wanted to be a whole damn singer. I did musical theater. You know, I wanted to be J-Lo at one point in my life.
Listen,
you know?
I wanted to be Mariah Carey. So oh, I feel okay. You. Listen, so. I used to say I was NC instead of MC.
Right.
I had the same initials.
So for me, just like, I always wanted to do that. You know, like, I had dreams of doing different things. And then she's like, I've always told you, you should be a reporter, when I told her about my podcast. You know, mm-hmm. This is what I'm going to do. My little brother was so excited. He's like, you know, you didn't tell me you were doing a podcast. And I'm like, well, I don't want you to hear it. I have them on my Instagram, and I'm like,
I don't know, PG-13.
Right, yet. But, you know, like, I know I have the support of my family and my friends, and I'm going to utilize my resources. I know a lot of people, and sometimes I don't take advantage of the people I know or, you know, the places I know, but it costs $0 to support your friends. It costs $0 to sit here and just have an open ear to people. Mm-hmm. Like, so I'm excited, and I can't wait for you guys to kind of see what's coming for.
You should be excited. It's a new chapter in your life, and it's something that everybody who loves you is going to support you. Just always remember that no one's going to support you like you support yourself. You're going to always be your biggest fan. You're always going to be your biggest motivator. You're always going to be your biggest supporter in all ways, whether that be like emotionally, financially, and just inconsistency all around. As long as you remember that key thing, you're going to kill whatever you do when you're doing podcasting. Like, it's completely and ultimately up to you to make sure what you want happens. So, that was my note to you. You feel me? So, cheers with that one. End the episode. Tell the people how they can link you. How are you going to stream out the podcast? Did you start a social media page?
Yes. So, I do have an Instagram right now. If you look up the Naked Mind Podcast, I will be coming out with shirts and merchandise. I have notebooks, phone cases, all different types of things. Are going to be coming out soon, and from there, then I'll tell you where you can find me on your local wherever.
So you feel me?
I'll let you guys know.
Naked Mind Podcast coming soon,
right?
So everywhere near you,
everywhere, and it is called the Naked Mind Podcast. So you can follow me on Instagram, and you'll stay up to date. And
what's your Instagram handle? How are they going to follow you? They going to guess
my Instagram handle or yes. My podcast?
Both. Oh, whichever okay. One you want to give us, you feel me? How are the people going to reach yes. You?
So my podcast,
I'm going to tag you too,
is at the Naked Mind Podcast. And my Instagram is at your girlfriend's role model. YURGFS role model. Because I am a role model. Nah, but you guys can follow me. I do follow back sometimes, as long as you're not a creep. But I definitely appreciate the support. And if you have a business that you want to support, let me know. I'll be more than happy to. You'll see her on my podcast too.
She you know, me, so. I'm going to be a special guest, so I'm going to be helping. Yeah. Either way, I'm going to be a part of it.
Right. This was exciting. I had a good time, and hopefully the topic that we talked about helped you guys, you know, to open up to speaking to therapists, and I look forward to what's coming, so thank you guys.
Well, y'all know where the fuck to find me, as always. Sorry if I offend you on all social medias. Sorry if I offend you podcast on YouTube. Get my motherfucking views up. Subscribe, motherfuckers. Don't just watch. Subscribe. And, you know, catch me on Spotify, Apple Music, all that good shit. And buy the merch. Sorry if I offend you .shop. We got a lot of new shit coming out. So keep it locked. Keep in touch. And I'll talk to y'all next week. Bye.